Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Thinking about a new vehicle? Trust the team that's been taking care of customers for 70 years. The Cannon family has helped thousands drive home happy. Come take a test drive today and see why. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your Radio Happy Hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. And I don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app and your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. And if you're there, you'll see I got a studio full of beautiful faces today. We've got a wonderful story to catch up on. Joining us is one of our favorite, Kristen Lape. She is the founder of the Lily Pad Cafe. We've also got one of their recent graduates of their internship program, Jessica Ward, and her mother, Jennifer Ward. So welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
It's good to have you here. And Kristen, it's so good to have you back. And you brought friends this time to sort of share the story of the Lily Pad Cafe and their experience. But give us a little bit of an update. Well, I say first, too, maybe a little bit of a background of the Lily Pad Cafe and then kind of where we're at the moment with operations.
Okay. So for anyone not who hasn't heard about us before and listening, we are the Lily Pad Foundation, and we're a nonprofit organization, and we opened a cafe in Ridgeland, Mississippi that provides training programs and internship opportunities for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. We saw a need years ago while we were doing our fundraiser for other local nonprofits that job opportunities or training programs for individuals like our children, my daughter Lily that has Down syndrome, we were trying to prepare for her future, and our co-founders, the Elliots, also have a child, Hayden. So we were just prepping for them, but realized the greater need for the community. So we researched opportunities around the country and stumbled upon a cafe in Texas called Hugs Cafe, Inc., and we are actually an official affiliate of theirs. Awesome. We are licensing their training program, so we have partnered with them and brought their training program from McKinney, Texas to Ridgeland, Mississippi, and have created this program. And we do the training program, no cost to the families, so they're able to do it's a three-month program that teaches them restaurant skills from kitchen, host, register, any part of the restaurant someone works in. We're training our students in those skills. And then if they want to continue the program, we offer a paid internship in our cafe. So we our first training group, which Jessica is a part of, started training in June of 2024. And our cafe officially opened that December. So they began working as interns in December of 2024, and the ultimate goal is for them to leap, to exit out of the Lily Pad and leap into other job opportunities within the community. So our goal is to partner with other restaurants to hire them once we think they're ready, but also as we start training new groups. We've had a second cohort of students, and we are currently taking applications and interviewing for our third class to start soon. So the ultimate goal is to continually bringing new individuals in and exiting out our interns.
And doing that very successfully. Okay, Jennifer, as the mother, I want to first start with you. How did you and your family learn about the Lily Pad Cafe?
Well, we actually first learned about it before it became like the Lily Pad Cafe. My daughter Jessica is a 2020 graduate of Richland High School, and we had gone back up to the school after she had graduated. I think it was like an open house, and one of the resource teachers mentioned it because we were looking for some sort of training opportunity for her to be able to build skills. She had already acquired some skill sets in the Ability Works program at Ridgeland High School, but with COVID and all of the things, we were just kind of looking for something to help her transition into doing something a little more purposeful as it relates to her. And so I initially looked it up at that time. I think it was like 2021. We looked up the program, and I saw the building, and I saw what it was they were doing, and I thought to myself, like, well, I don't think they're like up and operational. Mm-hmm. And just as luck would have it, fast forward a couple years, I was on Facebook, and a dear friend of mine, Jan Richardson, she tagged me in the Lily Pads when they were getting students. And so that's how it connected. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is the thing that I heard about a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad that we got this opportunity. So she tagged me on Facebook. I went and inquired, and we went through the process from there.
So Jessica, what was it like being an intern at the cafe?
Well, just like working.
Mm-hmm. What part of it did you enjoy?
The kitchen.
Oh, what'd you like in the kitchen?
I like to cook food.
Oh, what's your favorite menu on the cafe's menu?
The chickabri brown with no roasted tomatoes.
Very specific.
Regular chips.
Well, that sounds like that would be a good thing as well. And she's mentioned the cooking, Kristen, because this is the part where people get to come in and experience the Lily Pad Cafe like a normal restaurant. That's what keeps it kind of going, correct?
Correct. Part of their training when they become interns, our goal is for them to get hands-on experience and real-world experience. So we are open to the public for lunch Tuesday through Friday and the first Saturday, and there's an asterisk in there depending on events and holidays. But that gives the community the opportunity to come in, see, you know, where our interns are, help them train, give them the grace and understanding mm-hmm. That this is a new experience for some of them, and give them the opportunity to build upon their skills. So we want them, and, you know, a lot of individuals we have come through our program need that extra social skills and need more interaction with the community. So this is a way for the community to be involved and be hands-on in helping them learn their skills and progress.
Well, Jessica, were you excited to graduate from the Lily Pad?
Yes.
Yeah? And that gave you the opportunity to, as Kristen mentioned, leap on. And so where are you working now?
Lost Pizza.
Do you like, okay, so that menu's a little different. Are we working in the kitchen part or in the front part, or the front of the house, as they would call it in hospitality, at the Lost Pizza?
I was in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So now what's your favorite menu item there?
Well, nachos.
You know, you got a good palate, kid. I like sort of both of those. Okay, Jennifer, so as a mom, to know that this was there, did the Lily Pad Cafe fill a gap for your family with Jessica?
Absolutely. I had no idea, like, what the process was going to be like. Mm-hmm. We did do, Madison County has, like, a almost like a fair for the Department of Special Needs, and so they have some things available, so we kind of got hooked back up into that. But you just don't know. You have the Department of Rehab and, you know, other entities, but this was, number one, something that Jessica was really interested in. We had she had an interview before. She had had an interview at Chick-fil-A, and it didn't go too well. She knew she'd always wanted to work there, so this really fit a need in terms of training her in the restaurant industry, because that's something that she was really mm-hmm. interested in. She wanted to, you know, work at Chick-fil-A or maybe Wendy's or something like that. And so this gave her some really good safety, food safety skill sets. She did take culinary classes when she was at Ridgeland High School, so she has a little bit of familiarity with that. But for me, getting her on a work schedule. So, you know, she graduated in 2020. The program wasn't until 2024, so she wasn't really doing much. And so this gave her opportunity to develop routines in terms of, like, getting up and mm-hmm. going somewhere, working with a team, things like that. So she was able to build those types of skills and become a little bit more social.
And independent. So, Jessica, you've probably made your first paycheck. Was that fun?
Yes.
What did you buy with your first paycheck?
I don't remember.
Oh, that's what all everybody says. It goes fast, doesn't it?
Did you get your hair done when you got your first check?
Yes.
You know, that's it takes money. It absolutely does. Do you enjoy working at the Lost Pizza?
Yes.
Would you recommend other people checking out the Lily Pad Cafe?
No, I don't mind.
I thought she was going to say no. Well, I love that. Well, hang with us. We've got more with Kristen and the Lily Pad Cafe coming up next.
At Fillmore Buick GM, making your afternoon just a little brighter. It's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi.
Welcome back to Good Things. Don't forget we are streaming live, as always, over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. It's free. We hope you have downloaded that. It's also free to find us on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station, or you can watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. Continuing our conversation about the Lily Pad Cafe, got one of the founders, Kristen Lape, here, along with one of their graduates, Jessica, and her mom, Jennifer. But one way we can support it is by supporting the events that help fundraise for the efforts that they do. And you guys, Kristen, are in your 14th, which is crazy, year of the Leap for Lily Pad event that happens each April. So fill us in what's happening this year and kind of give us a little background of, a decade and a half almost?
Right. And that's what people look at us, you know, the cafe has only been open for about a year and a half now. How's our event been going for 14 years? We originally started out as our nonprofit name was Running for Lily, and our event was called the Run Up for Downs, and we initially did it as a fundraiser for the Little Lighthouse of Central Mississippi and the Central Mississippi Down Syndrome Society. So that's how we started, and then a few years in discovered the need for the future of our kids mm-hmm. and having job opportunities, and that led to the change, you know, making changes and growing and bringing something new to the area. So we had to rebrand to be more universal, because we don't just work with individuals with Down syndrome. We're working with individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, which includes Down syndrome. It can also include autism and other developmental disabilities. So we had to create a name that included everyone, but also everybody thinks it was named after Lily. It was not. It just happened that way. One of those.
That's a God wink, though.
You know, those God winks. But we wanted a name to represent a stepping stone in an individual's path, because this was not meant to be a permanent program for
no
someone.
School is.
It's meant to be temporary. So being in the area we live in with the reservoir, My husband and his fellow runners, you know, stumbled. It was just one of those in a running day that they were around the res and saw the lily pads, and it was like, that was it.
That's awesome.
And it was a great representation of what we wanted. So that's how the name and how long we've been going. So that's where Leap for the Lily Pad came from. And this year we are being held April 11th. So it's Saturday, April 11th. It's coming up quick.
And y'all do things a little different.
We are. Very beginning, I told my husband if we were going to do an event and he wanted my help, it was going to be an evening time because I don't do early morning races. But we also wanted to not just have a race. It does have a 5K and a fun run, but we wanted it for people to stay and it be a community awareness event where our families can come, have fun. We have food vendors. We have local restaurants that donate food in kind. And registrants of our race get to participate in the food row, which is really great. And Brown Bottling is our drink sponsor. But our lineup for food, gosh, we've got Lost Pizza, Primo's.
Jessica will get to work.
We've got Primo's, Chicken Salad Chick, Bob's Frozen Custard, Flying Dollies on the Res. Make sure I'm not leaving
anybody out. And it works,
out.
If it works the same, when you buy a ticket, you get the wristband for the food row, as y'all call it, and then the participant gets to go in and eat. And
So it's not sampling, you know, it's food sampling. We also have a 0.0 race for individuals that want the T-shirt, want the race packet, and want the food but don't want to actually race or walk. There's a 0.0 that gives you all those benefits without doing the crazy walking.
Well, Jessica, have you ever done the Leap for Lily Pad? Have you done the race? Have you done the fun run?
No.
I don't blame you. Do you like going to eat, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You worked at our lily pad tent last year, so the lily pad has a tent with food samplings from our restaurant as well. Part of the race, so we have our title sponsor is Amazon, and with their title sponsorship, we have finisher medals. So everyone gets a nice, some nice bling as they finish the race for completing. If it's your first race or if it's, you know, your 100th race. Completing one is, you know, is as big as, you know, starting the race. Trying to think. We have a kids area. We have some princesses and some of our Star Wars friends come and visit and hang out with us. I believe we may also have a visit from Mississippi Mud Monsters.
Oh.
We will be kind of announcing a few things with them. So they will be on site with us as well.
You know, and Jessica, people coming out to this, how much fun is the actual event?
It was good.
And Jennifer, for people who think, oh, you know, I don't know how to help or what to do, coming out and supporting these events supports the lily pad and then gives families like yours the opportunity for these opportunities, I guess, to keep going. How important is that?
It is incredibly important. The first wave of students, as a parent, just seeing these young people grow. And like you said, have a sense of independence, seeing them do things that they're not used to. And not only from the perspective of the interns, this is a full running company that needs capital in order to be sustainable. So we have Ms. Joy and Ms. Misty and all of the volunteers that are there to support the interns. And so we need capital to make this thing work. And
that's a polite way of saying cash.
Yeah.
I've never heard it put so politically correct. It's like, you need cash. And what a fun way to kind of do it, too. And I know, like, thinking back, how many years you guys were so fiscally responsible to take it slow so y'all could do this the right way. And so many people who have supported the Leap for Lily Pad over the years is why you're able to have the cafe open.
Yes. We've had so much community involvement from our races, donations and sponsors and attendance, but also, you know, we kicked off our capital campaign during the midst of COVID to purchase the building we're in, and we just had so much community support to help us obtain the building and do renovations. There were so many donors and supporters that helped, hands-on physical work, blood, sweat, and tears into the renovations, but then also, like she says, capital donate support. But, I mean, without the community and those that have been involved over the years, we wouldn't be where we are today.
I do know if we want a T-shirt, we kind of got a deadline to sign up, correct?
Yes. So this year's T-shirt, we've always wanted to incorporate those who are at the lily pad in it. So if you go online and follow our Facebook, you'll see the T-shirt has their signatures on it, right?
That's then cool.
You're
famous, Jessica.
You know, all of our, even our graduates and those that are still there, it has their signature. Mm-hmm. The deadline for guaranteed T-shirt is April 1st. So that is approaching. We will have our online registration will close April 8th. But we will have in-person registration during packet pickup that Friday and also on the day of the event. But we always tell people to be guaranteed your T-shirt. We try not to order too much surplus just with the cost of everything. So we ask everybody, if you go online and register by April 1st, you're guaranteed a shirt.
What time does it start? I don't know if we've said that.
So it is an evening event. Our registration opens around 3:30 in the afternoon. The fun run starts at 5:30. And our food row 5K and our music by Phase 4 band will start at 6 p.m. Typically, it's over about 7:30 or 8. It just depends on the announcement of the awards and winners. And We close it pretty early, so it's not a late night for anybody, and it's not, you know, early in the morning for those who want to sleep in.
So it's a good thing. And if you use the code, you said you'd created a code for our Good Things listeners?
Yes. So if you use Good Things 5, you will receive $5 off your registration when you go online.
All righty. Well, that's pretty. And where do we go to register?
You go to leapforthelilypad.com.
If we want to follow what you guys are doing online, where do we find you?
So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Our Facebook handle is the Lily Pad Cafe, and our Instagram is Lily Pad Cafe MS.
All righty. And Jessica, you'll be there handing out pizza with Lost Pizza at the event. They can come and see you, but also come and get your favorite menu item from the Lily Pad Cafe. What's the name of the dessert? What's the cookie that you like so much?
Chocolate chunk cookie.
Chocolate chunk cookie. We should have led with that.
Okay.
Jennifer, I appreciate your time today as well.
Thank you.
All righty, you guys, stick with us. It's Friday. We got Tanya to Talk Movies coming up next.
From the Seabrook.com
TV, Becca Turner.
She's smart and pretty.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Just stop your crying, it's the sign of the times. Welcome to the final show. Hope you're wearing your best clothes.
Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Say it's Thursday. It is not Thursday. It is absolutely Friday. Why in the world would I go backwards? It is Friday, y'all, and so we got Tanya here to talk movies. So, Rhino, is this the Bob Dylan? No, not Bob Dylan. It's the singer's one, though. No. sinking, Tanya, but you clearly know.
Yeah, I definitely know this one. It's Harry Styles, but it's from Hail Mary.
Okay. Yeah. No. Well, I mean, thought it was the movie. Isn't there a movie coming up by Bob Dylan? No, maybe not.
Well, there was one, but he's coming to Jackson. That may be
maybe
what
that's why I'm thinking of him. I don't know. Who knows? Okay, well, that was a nice song. And is Hail Mary doing well since?
Yes. And I have not. I've seen talked to so many people that have seen it, and not one person doesn't like it. So that makes me very happy. It's one of those. It's just a really good feel good movie.
Well, and like you said, it was just kind of what movies were supposed to be.
Right, exactly. And one thing I failed to mention when we talked about it last week is you really do need to go see it in the theater.
So because it's like spacey, right? Like
yeah,
it's kind of got
yeah,
that whole yeah
for sure. And yeah, so it was number one, did 80 million first weekend out, and I feel like this weekend it will do well because it doesn't really have a lot of competition,
which is always nice.
Yeah. Really, there's only one new release this weekend, and it's called They Will Kill You.
Oh, God.
So I feel like the people that are going to see Project Hail Mary probably aren't the same people that are going to see this one. But it is a story. It kind of made me think of the movie Get Out a little bit. I've not seen it, but the premise of it is a woman takes a job as a maid in a big high-rise New York apartment complex, and she doesn't know about the building's history.
I was thinking, I was going Maid Manhattan. I was like, is this going a completely different route?
And shortly after she gets there, she figures out there's something more going on. And so she's having to kind of reconcile her past with the present. And she's there to save her sister, which is no big surprise. But anyway, so it's a horror movie. So if you're in the mood for that.
Do you see that interest trickling down any?
I don't think so. I think we're seeing more of a trend, not so much the slasher movies. Yeah. I mean, those are still there, of course, like Scream just had a big one. But I think that's not a new one.
That's like an iconic brand.
But I think it's more of the psychological stuff now, you know, like
well, I guess it's like we've always liked mysteries.
Yeah.
People have always kind of liked that kind of thing. They're just elevating the
and I love that too. I love trying to figure out what's going on, as long as it's not too scary.
Mm-hmm.
But they're getting just a little too far gone for me. Like Weapons is a good movie, and I enjoyed it because I really did not know what was coming.
Is that the one where the kids go missing?
Yeah. And Amy Madigan just won an Oscar for that movie, which is very unusual for somebody to win an Oscar for a movie like that. But she clearly did a great job, but when you finally did find out what the mystery was, it was kind of a letdown. So, you know, it's like I don't mind that genre, but I want it to be good, you know, mm-hmm. like the M. Night Shyamalan kind of stuff, you know, where it's very clever.
And it's hard to do.
Yeah, it's very hard to do. But, yeah, it's like, you know, we always joke there's a new horror movie every weekend.
Didn't see that coming.
And
but it's always been in the shadows, and I don't mean that ugly. It's just always there's been a like a niche for it, and I guess they've recognized that there's enough of it to bring it to them.
Yeah, and every, you know, like with any genre, they're all just getting better and better. And it's like, you know, used to the superhero movies were kind of a joke in a way, and now they're mm-hmm. some of the best made movies out there, you know.
What about the one, the murder, the one, Sarah Geller?
Oh, yeah, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
No, well, yes, her, but didn't she just have one out? Or
Ready or Not too.
Yes.
Yeah, it was number four last weekend, so I would consider that would be a disappointment because it was its first weekend out, 9 million. I'm going to be honest, I missed Ready or Not. I mean, so this was a sequel, and I was like, I don't even remember the first one coming out.
It just looks like a slasher.
Yeah.
Kind of whatnot.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's really it. So I feel like Project Hail Mary will do well again this weekend. But Wednesday, we have got the new Mario Brothers movie.
I didn't even realize there was a new one coming out.
I know.
It looks cute.
It's going to be great. The first one was so good, and I can only imagine the same for this one.
That was when I was surprised how much the whole family like just genuinely enjoyed
it. Yes, and I'm a little too old to have really gotten into the Mario world, but my niece was in lived in that world for a long time, and I played with her as best I could, and I was never good at it. But it's just so fun how it, you know, it's just fun to see that world come to life, you mm-hmm. know.
So that comes out Wednesday?
Yes, Wednesday the 1st. So this one is the Super Mario Galaxy movie, so we're going to get to see Mario venturing into space. And I'm sure it'll line up a lot with the video game. But, yeah, the cast is back from the first one. We get Bowser and Princess Peach, and in this one he's going to get to meet Yoshi. So,
which is so my girls we're not a Nintendo family, like a game family. I grew up, they just never took to like the Switch or anything like necessarily like that, like I did. So the little one didn't have that kind of like pre, I guess whatever into it. But she saw them. She knew them all.
Yeah.
And she sees the previews, and she already knows, like, the, you know, she knows all the characters and all of that. So mm-hmm. it's just, I'm like, you know, it's so iconic. It's just everywhere.
Yeah. To me, they're almost not quite as on the same level, but like Peanuts. Everybody knows who Charlie Brown is mm-hmm. and Snoopy, even
it's
if
like
you've
you don't
never
know
seen.
How.
Yeah. A lot of people now, or a lot of the younger people, yeah. have never seen a Peanuts cartoon.
But they know who they are.
But they know all the characters, yeah. you know.
Well, that will be one we'll look forward to.
Yeah. So it'll be good. And I think it'll blow everybody else out the water, because next weekend is Easter weekend. So people will have a little more time on their hands. So that piggybacked with the fact that they're releasing on Wednesday, they're going to have, you know, two extra days to pile up the cash.
With all of the Facebook, Friday, it's not Thursday, faith-based, not mm-hmm. Facebook, but faith-based movies that have done so well here recently, are they not taking advantage of the Easter weekend, or do they feel like their audience will be where they should be, and that's maybe
yeah,
church and family?
You know, I'm not aware of anything faith-based coming out next weekend, but there is a new TV series coming out of Women of Faith, I believe is what it's called, on Fox. And it's going to study different
so not
women in
streaming.
The Bible, right? Not, I'm sure they'll stream it.
I mean,
next
I'm
day
saying, but
Hulu,
it's like,
but
not,
yeah. So, and I'm talking really good actors, like Minnie Driver is in it, and I mean, she's outstanding. She's an Oscar nominee, and so that I'm really looking forward to. And I believe if it didn't start this week, it starts next week, because I remember when I first started hearing about it, thinking it was around Good Friday.
Oh, I'm impressed. I hope that does well.
Yeah, it's called The Faithful Women of the Bible. It started last Sunday.
Okay. Yeah.
Was it streaming on Hulu if you missed it, Ryan?
Yeah, it streams. Airs on Fox and then streams the next day on Hulu.
That's pretty cool.
And the finale will air on Easter.
Well, good for, like, that's yeah. good to see that kind of content's making its way to cable. I mean,
yes.
Clearly streaming's different, but.
And, of course, I'm sure the Ten Commandments, it seems like they always air that one.
It's my favorite.
Yeah.
You the old one.
Talk about packing a lunch. That's one that takes a while to get
yes,
through.
Yes, but it's awful acting, but it's my part of my childhood.
Let my people
yes,
go.
Yes. Like, I mean I know. I can't. I mean, it's just synonymous with Easter. Kind of like It's a Wonderful Life. It's
yes.
synonymous with Christmas. It's just one of those things you have to watch.
Yeah, I don't want them ever redo it. I want that. Like, who plays Moses? Who's that Moses in that one?
Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See, yeah. That is just what we, you know, the mm-hmm. good action shots with the whip, and then the music comes a little too late behind
yeah. The best is the parting of the Red Sea.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's the best. But anything else we should look out or stream?
Well, coming up pretty soon, we've got Toy Story 5 is coming out in June. Well, that's a big one that seems so far away, and it's almost here. Next month we've got May. We've got Star Wars, The Mandalorian, and Grogu, which is highly anticipated. And then next month we get The Devil Wears Prada.
That's going to be a good one. I hope it will be.
Just the previews alone are worth sitting through a 2-hour movie. Mm-hmm. You know, just the laughs and that. And then the Michael Jackson movie comes out. It's just called Michael. Toward the end of April.
So there's some good ones headed out this
yeah.
time. Yeah. Some interesting ones. I'm sure lots of horror slipped in there every
Oh, yes.
Week. All right, Tanya, appreciate your time. All right, you guys stick with us. We got a few more good things for you coming up next.
finding great candidates.
Beat, positive, and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Things. Don't forget we are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app and your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. You can watch us too. We are on your computer, your mobile device. You can also watch us on your Roku, Amazon Fire TV devices. You can even find us on YouTube. You can also catch Supertalk TV live on C-Spire TV. If you've got that, we're on Channel 70, right next to the Weather Channel. Just go to supertalk.fm/connect to find out more. And if you want more of your good headlines, you can always go to supertalk.fm, our Supertalk Mississippi news team. They're always covering your Mississippi stories. So it's an easy way for you to stay up to date is just head on over to supertalk.fm. Or just say hi on the C Spire text line, 601-879-4395. It's a beautiful weekend, I think, across the state of Mississippi. It would be a shame if you don't have things to get out and do on this pretty weekend. It feels like you got to take advantage of all those because we'll slowly be creeping up to hot weekends. But I think we'll still take those over cold and rainy sort of any day. So you got big plans this weekend, Rhino?
Not particularly. Probably going to take a nap this afternoon and kind of reset the body clock because the F1 race is in Japan this weekend, so it'll be late night.
Okay, so what time will it start?
I'd have to check the schedule, but I'm fairly certain it's like a 9 o'clock start, so it's not as late as like the China Grand Prix a couple weeks ago.
Okay, so I am today years old, learning that maybe they're international races, so it's not like just a U.S. thing. That's an international thing.
Oh yeah, F1 is predominantly international. Like they have. On the schedule, they had 24. They had to cancel two because of all the stuff in the Middle East. But out of that, there are only three in the U.S.
Okay. So, like,
NASCAR is
American.
Predominantly American. They used to have some international races. Like, I want to say it was the 90s or the 2000s. They took some trips to Japan. And that was wild because, like, that's one of the things to look forward to with the Japanese Grand Prix with F1 is the Japanese fans are a totally different breed. They will publicly profess their love for whatever driver or team in ways that you just didn't even think were possible. Mm-hmm. So when you have that kind of fandom applied to NASCAR, you watch those old videos and the Japanese fans in the stands are going crazy for people like Jeff Gordon and Dale Earnhardt and stuff. And it's wild to watch.
I guess, interest in F1, did it peak before the Netflix series or after the Netflix series?
I actually didn't even know the Netflix series existed until about 6 months after I started watching.
So what led you to F1 to begin with? Because it's a later in life find for you, which I think is great and fine. I'm just curious, how do we get there?
I was inspired by the late, great JT Williamson. When he got sick and had to take some time away from the mic, my original plan was I'm going to get into F1 because he was a NASCAR fan, and F1 and NASCAR tend to have a little bit of a friendly rivalry as far as, like, the F1 fans tend to be a little elitist and the NASCAR fans tend to be more blue-collar and back and forth like that. So I got into it more as, like, a joke to have on the air with JT when he came back. Unfortunately, his health never allowed for him to come back, but my love for the sport kept growing.
And now you're a junkie. You're getting up in the middle of the night to see, we're so different. I would record it and then just ban myself from any social media outlet that would give me any kind of like spoilers. And then I would wake up, get my coffee, and then catch up. And you're like, no, I am a true fan. I want to see it live and action. But it does add a nice little extra element for it to that. And I guess we have a few that too. A McLaren guy from way back. Those Mercedes, I'm going to guess, look dominant this year. Look at me knowing the lingo. But that's just because Tanya encouraged me to go watch the F1 movie with Brad Pitt. And I'll have to admit, I have not gotten the bug to, like, get into it or anything of that nature, but it was fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
And I did go watch it in the IMAX and do the whole thing, and, like, the sounds, I could see where it would be very interesting. It can also get where understanding the drama behind the teams with the Netflix series would open you into being more curious about what's actually happening on and behind the track.
As for who I pull for in F1, I used to pull for Daniel Ricciardo, but he's no longer a driver. So now I just kind of watch and enjoy it. If I had to pick a driver I pull for, it would probably be somebody like Nico Hülkenberg, just a kind of a journeyman driver that's been with a lot of teams, and it wasn't until last year. He held the record, and he still holds the record, for the most race starts without a podium. He finally broke that and got a podium last year.
What record do you want to have, right?
It's not a great record to have, but he got his podium. He got to stand on the steps. And it was a great day.
It was a good day. All right, it was a good day here, too. Thank you for joining us. But stick with us. You got more up next. You got the Boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I'll meet you back here Monday at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.